Well, welcome to the first Sunday of 2021. My name is Sid. I'm on staff here. And this Sunday is affectionately known around the youth pastor world as Youth Pastor Sunday. And you may wonder, well, why is that? Well, after all the big shows and the Christmas Eve programs and all that kind of stuff, the least attended Sunday is usually the one after Christmas. And therefore, the youth guy gets it. Now, this year, I actually volunteered to do this one just before Egbert was going to ask me, because as many of you, I really didn't have anything to do or any place to go over the Christmas season, so being here this morning actually gets me out of the house, and we're going to enjoy our time together here, so it's all good. Well, typically as well, this time of the year, we do a year in review, or you watch them on TV, there's years in review, and I've kind of put together my own year in review. These are kind of things I've heard a little bit, but some of them I've come up on my own. Now remember, Youth Pastor Sunday, so you kind of got to go with Youth Pastor humor as well, so that might stretch most of you. Anyway, so I heard this one, and you have as well, is that many people, maybe the older people, stayed up New Year's Eve not to welcome in the new year, 2021, but actually to make sure that 2020 was gone and behind them. We also know that business casual for those meetings online from your home started from basically your belly button up. But if you happen to get called into one of those emergency, got to get to work right now and have a meeting with the boss and others, as you were trying to get your pants on, you might have thought you were putting your senior high youth's pants on because the button and the buttonhole no longer seemed to meet together, and they were maybe about as far apart as the Democrats and the Republicans are to the south of us. And so COVID-19, there's a little weight factor as well, potentially, in the 19. Commute times to work and school went from maybe over an hour for how long it took you to get out of bed and get to the couch or your desk. But this was all predicted a while ago, and so we're going to look at a little prediction here and see this.
You're quick.
Good thing, too.
Were you wearing a mask? Were you burned by acid or something like that?
Oh, no, it's just terribly comfortable. I think everyone will be wearing them in the future.
Well, there you go, one of our favorites of all time, the Princess Bride. Yes, terribly comfortable, those masks that you are wearing. Not this morning, of course, but hey, that was back from 1987. It was also a year where dictionaries and Google and whatever, they kind of pick up a word for the year, and in the past it maybe has been climate change. That's two words, but you get the kind of thing. But this year they couldn't pick out a word for the year that kind of covered everything. The words that they were picking out were pandemic, coronavirus, Black Lives Matter, social distancing, lockdown, systemic racism, bubble, isolation, all that kind of stuff. It's a year where being positive was actually a real negative. I know that one. With that came new Christmas decorations, and I'm going to show you one that I made. Maybe you had one of these made for your mantle. Not yet. Back up a little bit there with the picture. I actually have something here. Let's see if you can see what's going on. So I made this myself. This is my Christmas decorations for this year here. We have 2020, and I know many of you are maybe, you know, arm wrestling over toilet paper back in March or April. And, of course, we're all familiar with the mask. Now, what does 2021's mantle decoration look like? Well, we figured that one out as well, and it looks like this. Just hang on. There we go. So there's 2021, what you got to look forward to. And actually, I think you're going to have to get shot at least twice to make this thing really work. So there we got 2021. That's what you got to look forward to. So anyway, youth pastor humor, go with it. We'll put that back down, not to distract you. There we go. There, yeah. Okay, brushing your teeth and using mouthwash and maybe lipstick was no longer a concern when heading out to go shopping. And kids and adults, please brush and floss. That's a kind of a hygiene thing. Planning to travel was what you did when you went to check your mail. And for those of our younger in the driving window there, 2020 was a great time to go for your driver's test due to the lack of cars on the road. Unfortunately, You couldn't book a test no matter how many times you checked online, which some of you are still doing. However, there were things to celebrate, and these are specific to us here at Grace Point. The website became the front door of the church, allowing people to check out things from the comfort of their homes. And if you're visiting with us or Grace Point has become part of your journey on a weekly basis and you've yet to ever come into the building here, we are excited and we welcome you. Grace Point, having no online presence, went from zero to Zoom in just a matter of days way back. And for a year previous to our pandemic, Grace Point had been looking and planning to implement a comprehensive software that would allow us to collect data under one umbrella to track people as well as register people, including an option to give online. And that was all coming together just when our pandemic hit. And shortly after, with a lot of work from a few of our skilled and gifted people there, it was functional. Hearing stories of God working in people, we called it Being GPC, became part of our Sunday mornings, highlighting the people of Grace Point serving those in their world with the love of Christ in very tangible ways. A number of people going through challenging times were surrounded by a network of people to support and love them tangibly on the tough journey they found themselves on. The first outdoor baby dedication, distanced, of course, was held in a windy day in South Edmonton. As well, our first offsite baptism took place on a rainy day in Leduc as a young man was baptized by his older brother who was in his bubble, but they did it in his neighbor's pool. Bible studies online allowed participants to engage in, as well as lead in, group Bible studies from basically anywhere, literally, in the world. Family worship time was started Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock in our gymnasium. It was created as a place and a space to focus on our children and so that they could have their specific worship time with their families, and that was well received. Giving towards the ongoing ministry of Grace Point stayed steady and on target, albeit with a reduced budget, a blessing that has allowed us to continue ministry in a variety of ways. New ministries were started, small groups, grief share, freedom sessions, to mention a few. Significant upgrades to our technology enhanced our online abilities greatly, and those were just finished actually about a month ago, but they had been planned for a long time. And here's one of the best ones, and we're going to put a picture up now, is that your pets could join you for church. So here we have at my house, we have Ollie, who is, he's ready for church Sunday morning as you are. But then the next picture here shows, I think, Egbert trying to strangle him. So, but anyway, there he is. Ollie enjoys going to church. But also, little sprouts of spiritual growth and hungering after God were sprouting. And we've got some very special guests that we're going to hear from a little bit down the road here of what God has been doing with them over this last 10 months. Well, for some, maybe a year ago, they were entering 2020 and they took the little thing, 2020, perfect vision, kind of planning their future, getting ready for what was to come, get your goals and all that set out, your measurables. And as they progressed into 2020 with all their goals, they found out that life can be very unpredictable. And uncertain times can be incredibly challenging. We are well aware of the incredible difficult times that many people have had. They've had that financially and relationally and physically and spiritually as well. Yet for many, it has been a time of renewal of God's invisible kingdom coming to life tangibly, as a hunger for God was brought, which brought a desire to connect with Him and those of like mind. Uncertain times are not uncommon. And if we're to look back through Scripture and look back here through the Old Testament, times of refining take time. I like a good cup of coffee. It's a process that takes time. You got to find the beans. You got to grind the beans. You got to put the pot on, set it up, and 6 minutes later, out comes a predictable cup of coffee. That's a little more instant. But our spiritual journey is more like a gardener or a farmer. Planting a garden or a field, you dig, you till, you plant, you water, and then you wait. with the expectation that something good is going to come. But there's a waiting period where it looks like nothing is going on. Yet underneath the soil, unseen to the eye, there is a lot of activity. I've been reflecting on biblical characters and how God shaped them and then used them. If we were to go back to the beginning of our Bible, there we would find in Genesis 37 to 50, the story of Joseph, who started out as a fairly arrogant teenage guy, sold into slavery by his brothers who hated him, feeling forgotten by God, yet hanging on to a faith in God. And as time slipped away, he finds himself in prison for a crime he didn't commit. God was still there, refining him into something he was going to use. For Joseph, it was a long time of feeling forgotten, yet hoping. You've got to read that story sometime and see God working behind the scenes that Joseph couldn't see, didn't know, but God would use him as he prepared him over a long period of time. We could look at Moses, miraculously saved from death as a baby and brought into Pharaoh's household, raised on the best food, given the best education he could get. And in doing it his way, God had him removed, as you got to read that story too, removed and taken out for a long period of time. And that time wasn't wasted. It may have felt that way from Moses, who had gone from first in the kingdom of Pharaoh, the biggest nation in the world at that time, to worst. Yet God was doing something, preparing him for something more. Moses at that time wasn't having good God times. Yet God was preparing him for what was to come. You can read about that in Exodus. Ruth, another one. Ruth, an Israelite, finds herself a widow in a foreign land without any support network. When she, all it seems is hopeless and that God's nowhere to be found, God in his grace and mercy provides a future that she couldn't have come up with on her own. You can read about that in the book of Ruth, of God working. And finally, another shepherd, David. David seems to have a growing relationship with Jesus as a young man. As he sat there as a shepherd out looking, overseeing his flocks, you can imagine him singing and playing music and writing, thinking poetry and all those kind of time, and really growing in his relationship with God. But there were tough times in David's journey as God refined his character. He would go through uncertain times, times filled with disappointment, discouragement, and even depression. And yet God would use all those kind of things to bring him to a place where he could use him. And then we hop over to the other side of the time where all those were leading up to Jesus coming to earth. And we've just celebrated that time here with Christmas. But we read of a church growing, even amidst challenging times. In our Moravian text that as staff we've been going through, we've been working through the book of Acts. And it's a story of God working after the resurrection of Jesus. And there was some good growth and favor with people, but it didn't take too long till persecution began to be inflicted upon those that were following Jesus. A little later on in Acts 8, there's a major persecution that comes upon the church, and the church is scattered throughout the known world there. But as they go, they take the incredible good news of Jesus with them. A guy named Paul, a violent persecutor of these Jesus people, actually has an encounter in Acts 9 with Jesus, and it completely transforms his life as he has that encounter with Jesus. And he himself becomes a follower. And he spends the rest of his life traveling all over the world, setting up groupings of like-minded people to worship, learn, and reflect Jesus to those around them. Well, as we read the stories of the church growing amidst challenging times throughout the book of Acts, God is still working today. We've experienced significant changes as we've gathered as a church, restrictions, lockdowns, all those kind of things. But I can tell you that God is doing great things amongst us and in his world. He is drawing people to himself. And we have a couple of guests that are going to come shortly. We're getting closer to them to speak about that a little bit. But before we meet our first guest, let's remember what we have celebrated this past season here. Emmanuel, God with us. In the book of James, we come across another little passage that I really like. James 4:8, it talks about, come near to God and he will come near to you. The book of Hebrews as well is filled with encouragement to connect with God. Hebrews 11, known as the Hall of Faith, has stories, you can read through that, of people who had a connection with God, but that just had incredibly harsh things happen to them because they followed Jesus. But we get to Hebrews chapter 12, and there's a reminder for us to run with perseverance the race marked out to us and to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. This morning, you're going to be encouraged by what God has been doing the past 10 months. And I hope it inspires you to draw closer to God and experience growth in your journey. That this time, this last 10 months, has not maybe been a waste, but maybe you felt like it has. But you know what? We're still got a ways to go, and we can use this time, as Egbert said, the next 100 days to connect in with God and draw near to him. And as we pursue that, God says he will draw near to us. Okay, that was a long introduction. Well, our first guest here this morning is Madison Shee. So Madison, affectionately known as Maddie, is going to come and join us. And Maddie, come on up here and join us. And we're going to learn a little bit more about Maddie. Well, Maddie, welcome. We are glad you are here. And I've had the privilege of working with Maddie the last 2.5 years or so that I've been part of Grace Point. She's an absolutely wonderful young lady. And but for those of you who don't know you, give us a little bit of the Coles notes of your journey, up until maybe last March or so here at Grace Point.
Yeah. So I've been attending Grace Point for a while now. I started off in the Grace Kids division, went through Awana, went to Route 67, was a part of youth group, all of that. I also got the opportunity to go to DVM camps, so the summer camp and Frostover, things like that. But it wasn't until probably 2 or 3 years ago that I really started getting involved here at the church. I became a part of the young adults program in my grade 12 year, as well as attending youth every week, and I really saw just how incredible all of our leaders were and how their investment in me was allowing my faith to flourish. And so with that, I decided that I wanted to give back and be that for someone else. And so I was really eager to get involved. I started helping with planning the young adults events. And then with the help of Sid, I became a junior high youth leader. And so as time has gone on, I have continued with that and tried to get more and more involved planning or helping in any way with that and just, investing in the youth. It's been a huge part of my life. I've learned so much from them. My faith has grown so much by working with the youth. And, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, we are the recipients of some wonderful leaders, and you have been greatly involved, and you got this whole little group of girls that just kind of, you're a magnet for them, and that's wonderful for them to be able to learn from you as you journey. Now, as we know, last March, the big pandemic hit, and, so we're kind of trying to figure out what that would look like. Everybody was, and come April or so, I was coming out of the church office there, and I kind of saw Maddie actually running across the parking lot. I don't know if she was chasing a balloon or some paper or something. I don't know. But anyhow, I went around the side, and there I saw a whole group of you, SUVs backed up, doing something. What were you guys doing?
Yeah, so I think that was end of April that you stumbled upon us there. And so by that point, we'd been kind of in restrictions and lockdown for about a month. And a bunch of us were really eager to get out, see someone, do something. So we met in the parking lot here at Grace Point, just a small group of us. We all spaced out our cars in a big circle because we were just eager to see someone or do something. And we quickly realized what we were eager for was to further our relationship with God, and we were hungry for God, and we were missing so many elements of church that we were used to. We were missing worship, and we were missing fellowship and group prayer, and just not being able to congregate anymore was leaving us all very spiritually hungry. And so through that day, we kind of decided that we should do something. We should come up with a plan, create a group Bible study kind of thing. And it's funny because still today we talk about, like, whose idea was it to start all this? And we honestly can't remember, because going into that day, it was something that God had put on all of our hearts to do something or create something and grow as a unit. So out of that day, we decided to start a young adults Bible study. So it just started with the small little group of us. We invited some friends and, got together. Unfortunately, I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I am fortunate to know a lot of gifted people. Many of my friends are incredibly talented. So each week they'd lead us through worship. It started with a ukulele in the back of a pickup truck and then has grown to include 6 or 7 people sometimes leading us through worship. And then followed by that, we have a time of digging into God's word. We do different series, dig into different books in the Bible. Sometimes we bring in speakers and just really grow in our faith together. And then we conclude each night with a time of prayer, getting to kind of reflect what's going on in our lives, share any prayer requests any of us might have, as well as praise reports, great things that are going on that God is doing in our lives in the moment. And so, it's really cool.
Awesome. And what night do you guys meet?
Every Monday night. Mondays at 7.
Mondays at 7. Okay. I came to one a few weeks back there, and there was the option. At that time, we were doing on-site, but you also, there was Zoom people there too, so you had people online and people on-site, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. We want as many people to come as possible, and given the restrictions, it's hard to get everybody in the room. We've met everywhere. We've met in a park. We've met in a parking lot. We've met strictly on Zoom. Now we've incorporated Zoom into when we do meet in person. We're everywhere, just trying to make it work.
Yeah, that's awesome. And just give me what do you got, 8 or 9 or 10 of you meeting together regularly? Or?
So it started, like I said, with a small group, but it has grown. I think there's about 40 of us now that consider ourselves a part of this young adults Bible study. And it's super exciting because we always encourage people to bring friends, bring people, and we've got to meet so many new people. There's people all across Edmonton who go to different churches. So we've got to hear about their faith, hear about their walk, and grow with them together. And it's created such a strong group. Those people support me and push me and challenge my faith, and it's been so great growing with them, and some of them have grown to be my best friends, and it's been really great.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I had another great question going through my mind here, but it left. How do we get say if I was a young adult, how do I get connected into your group?
Right now, going into January, we're starting a new series. We're figuring that all out this Monday, so tomorrow. If you're a young adult, if you want to take part in some worship, dig into God's word, if you need some prayer, we'd love to have you. We always love having new people join us. So if you have my contact information, you can reach out to me, reach out to Sid or anyone here at Grace Point, and we'll get you in touch. Right now we're meeting over Zoom Monday nights, just because of everything going on. And so we can send you that Zoom link. We'd love to see you there.
Awesome. Is there anything we could pray for you? People out there can pray for this group. And we're going to pray for you right now, too, but give us a few little things we could...
Yeah. I think we can all agree that this year did not go as expected. We've been so fortunate to find this group and had the pandemic not happened. We don't know if everything would have come together as it was. We got such a great opportunity to meet so many young adults that were just on fire for the Lord, and it's been really great. But obviously, given regulations, we always have challenges on how we can meet and that kind of thing. And we want to continue to connect and grow together. So like I said, right now we're meeting on Zoom. But obviously we'd love to start meeting in person again with social distancing and all that kind of thing. But yeah, just prayer for the strength of the group and the growth of the group, because we want to continue to reach new people and include new people. But sometimes it's hard to do that just online. Mm-hmm. So yeah, definitely for that.
Okay, well, let's pray right now for Madison and the young adult groups, not ours. It's a whole bunch together. So join me as we pray. Father, thank you for Maddie and just her group that she hangs out with. Lord, we've been just recipients of some great leaders coming out of that group to join us here in our youth ministry at Grace Point as they have found a way to serve that way. But we also pray, Lord, as they meet over the next little while to figure out how to go forward, what to study, how to connect. Lord, may you just meet them in a very special way. May you draw them to yourself. May others who maybe don't know you be drawn to them because there's something in them, which we know is God, shining, and allow them to love on others so that others can join in the journey of seeking after Jesus as well. So thanks for Maddie and her group, and just continue to bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Maddie.
Thank you.
You're awesome. We really appreciate what you do. That's great. Well, our next guest, they're going to swap out here, is another longtime Grace Point member or person, and that is Katie Patterson. So welcome, Katie. We're glad that you are here. Katie is a person, if you've been around her, she's like a bomb of energy that goes off of excitement, and she can lead a team all over the place. We've enjoyed having her here working with us. So it's a privilege, Katie, to work alongside you. And like we asked Maddie, you will give us the Coles notes on kind of Katie's journey up until March or so, Grace Point. How does that all fit together a little bit?
Yeah. Grace Point has been where I've started to belong even before I believed. I did Awana, I did youth, I went on the missions trip here with the youth. I am a youth leader right now. I did kids ministry, like volunteering, I volunteered for them. And yeah, it was a really good place to, like, even though, like you and Darlene and all these youth leaders and all these influences throughout the years, they really influenced me. And even before I believed, I belonged and I wanted to come and I wanted to go because I got that love and that attention that I was longing for as a youth and as a young adult and stuff.
Right on. And so coming up to, you know, the pandemic, but there was other things going on in your world that are kind of maybe a little more hidden. One of the things we do at Youth on Friday nights is we hear testimonies from our young adults, and we've heard Katie's testimony, and it's powerful, of God doing something significant that took her from a direction she was going to a very different direction. So you want to just give us a little bit of that, a window into that, because that's a God story.
Since hearing the Coles note thing of me, you would expect that I just believed in God and I was a follower of Christ. But for years, it was more of just belonging and that attention. And I just wanted a ticket to heaven. I wanted to feel like a good person. And so I would do all these things, yet I wouldn't live a Christian life outside of church. And I wanted to believe in God, but I didn't want him to have authority over me, and I didn't want to follow his guidelines as his direction because I thought I knew better. And you know, the enemy makes this world look so desirable, and like you see it in movies and you see it in high school and you see these influences and stuff like that, but he doesn't like to tell you about the consequences of that. And I felt like I was searching for love everywhere, but I was avoiding the creator of it. And so I was searching and I was searching, and I kind of had came to my wit's end in March. I was sitting in my room and after a situation that had happened, and I realized I was so lost, and I didn't even realize I was lost. I didn't even realize that I needed to be found. And so I was sitting in my bed, and I kind of just realized that nobody really knew me. Like, I lied to the people closest to me. I lied to my family, to my friends. Nobody really knew who I was, and I put my worth so much in this world, and this world gave me nothing. And so I kind of gave God an ultimatum, as bad as that sounds. I was like, you know what, God, I'm going to try this one time. I'm going to give my life to you for 2 weeks, and if nothing happens after 2 weeks, then I don't want you. That's very bad to do, but I did it, I'm going to be honest. And so after that day, something kind of changed in my heart, and I started to desire God more. I started to want and be hungry for God, and the things I used to love, I hated, and the things I hated, I now loved, and I finally found the love I was longing for, and that was in the Creator who is love, the Creator who is the only one who can give you that love you're longing for, and I found that, so.
That's awesome. It reminds me of in Luke 19, and talks about Jesus saying he came to seek and to save those who were lost. You were lost. He was seeking after you, and you turned to him, and he was right there. That's awesome. Well, I want to dig into a little bit going on from there. You know, you found a way to reach out and share your love of Jesus to a world that's out there. So it's a great story. Now, for some of you that think, you know, Facebook is a face on a book, or that Instagram is maybe when, you know, you get a phone call if you're and find out that you're going to be an instant grandma, you know, that sometimes is good, or that TikTok is something that the grandfather clock does, or Twitter is something that I think it's Thumper did in Bambi, kind of got Twitter-pated. You know, that's us old people here. That's supposed to be funny. Whatever. But you have found a way to connect with your generation. So explain a little bit about your online platform and how that has opened up for you to be able to tell the good news of Jesus.
Yeah, well, after I came to Christ in March, I was kind of like longing to bring people to Christ, because I knew how much that influenced me. And so I was reading this book, actually, that you get in Emerge, and it's called Radical by David Platt. And in there, it talks about how you can be like radically like bold for Jesus and big for Jesus, and how you can, how Jesus, sometimes we put like Jesus in a box, and we put God in this box, and we don't think he can do things that he can do so well. And so I started getting convicted, actually, about my social media, because I looked at it and it was all about glorifying myself and my body and me and who I was before Christ. And I got convicted in that, and I really felt God was calling me to speak on social media, and I never thought it would get big or anything like that. But I, you know, some people are called to Africa, some people are called to Belize, some people are called to work with the homeless, but I feel like my mission field was social media and my generation. And so I didn't know what way God was going to work with that, but I was obedient to what he was calling me to. And back then, I didn't really have any confidence in my faith or anything, but God really gave me that confidence. God really gave me that boldness. God gave me, and he equipped me with things, even though I was not equipped by myself. So
that's awesome. We have a social media platform, I guess. You know, we have our website, and we're pretty pumped that we're getting close to 1,000 views on our Christmas Eve service. So, you know, that's a huge number. We're pretty excited about that. But tell us a little bit of the numbers that, and this isn't to glorify you at all, which I know, but God's using you. What are some of the numbers of, you know, we have what, followers, likes, views, all that kind of stuff. Explain that a little bit to us. Just to give us a comparison to our, you know, 1,000 number that we're pretty excited about.
Yeah, so on my TikTok, before I say the numbers, what actually is on my TikTok and my Instagram and my YouTube is my testimony, how I talk about God. I talk about what he's done in my life, but also what he's doing in even church. Like, I've talked about this church online too, and just like what he's teaching me and stuff like that. And so for numbers, on my TikTok account, I have close to 160,000 followers. I have four. Yeah. Yeah, me neither. But I have 19.5 million views in total, 4 million likes. And then on my Instagram, I have 18,000 people. And then I just started my YouTube like a week and a bit ago, and I have close to 3,000 on there.
Wow. Isn't that incredible? That's something to celebrate in a world that's locked down. There's like almost 30,000 people that have heard a little message about Christ and what he's doing in someone's life. And God's just using Katie in that way, in a very special way. So we're pretty pumped about that. And they can connect with you. I think Gaylene had your name up there. So that's fantastic. So how can we pray for you for this coming year?
Well, I'm in Bible college, and I'm actually a part of the fellowships program with the Church of God, which is cool. And so just that I'd be able to be obedient with my missions field and just learn more and really dive into what God is calling me to speak on, even if it's not the easiest things. So just being obedient and having motivation to keep going with my mission field and remembering that Christ is to be made known, and yes, Christ is to be glorified, and he's to be honored, and I'm just a vessel.
So. Awesome. We prayed together as a group here this morning for that. Well, let's pray for Katie and her ministry that goes out literally all over the world. So let's just take a moment to do that. Jesus, thank you for Katie. Thank you for her heart for you, the energy that you have given her, but also, Father, the passion to make you known. And you've given her a platform that she is serving so well in being able to speak of you through social media and online. And even though we're in lockdown, there's literally millions who are hearing of you. And we pray, Father, for those that watch and listen and look, that it will draw them into a hunt, a desire to meet you and to grow towards you. And Lord, you are calling people to yourself. And we just pray, Lord, that through Katie and what she does there, that you will draw many into your kingdom through her platform that you've given her. So, Lord, just bless her. We pray in your name. Amen. Well, thank you, Katie, for sharing with us. That is wonderful. So one of the, as we wrap up here this morning, I just really want to encourage you. A thought that's been running through my mind the last while is don't waste a pandemic. In all of our lives, we've had many things taken away. And yeah, for some, it's been incredibly difficult. You're maybe not in a safe place because of stuff like that. But for many, I've also heard, you know, of families where kids who used to just about kill each other over the last 10 months have become each other's best friends, because that's the only person they've had to play with is their sibling. So good things can happen, but we really want to encourage you to dig into this time to get to know God, to draw close to God, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. So don't waste this next, as Egbert said, don't waste this next 100 days. Find that time, find that alone time, that space in your house, wherever it is, where you can just go and be with God. And it's kind of like the garden analogy. It may start out a little tough, but over time, good things will start to happen as you draw close to God. And if you want help doing that, hey, connect with us through our website here at gracepoint.ca, and we can help you find a place where you can grow and journey in that. We also, just to wrap up here, our giving supports leaders that God is creating through Grace Point, supports the ministries that are here. You can do that all online as well. And so we just want to invite you to do that. Well, before I send us off, I want to just say this one last thing. My dad, when I was a teenager, he had a car, and when I had my driver's license, every kid likes to drive their dad's car. And I don't know if he did this on purpose, but he had a bumper sticker that he put on his car that it said, "Wise men still seek him." Now, what a great saying, wise men, wise women, wise youth, wise children still seek after God. Now, one of the benefits for him is I quit driving his car to high school, because you don't want to go to high school with a bumper sticker like that on when I was, you know, kind of in that space of my life there. But it's true. Wise men, wise women, wise people still seek him. So it's our desire, Egbert, Luann's, and the rest of our staff here on our board, is that as we head into this coming year, 2021, that you and we will seek after God and that we will be found by him, because he came to seek and to save those who are lost. So get your eyes set on Jesus, follow after him, and God will meet you in a special way. So let me just pray with you as we wrap up this morning and commit this next year to seeking after God. Join me. Father, thank you for your goodness to us, for how good you are. Emmanuel, God with us. And then your word tells us, draw near, and you will draw near. Your word tells us that you came to seek and to save those who are lost. So, Father, help this coming year to be one that brings focus to Grace Point, brings focus to our lives of what you want us to do as we move into a very different world than we started a year ago in 2020. So we commit our time to you. We commit our resources to you and to continuing to build your kingdom here, we pray. So thank you for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, go into your new year and go with God, because God is for you. God bless.